To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A,
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
That man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holler dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge you for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is, check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the
N-G-R-A.
N-G-R-A.
We're locking in and getting paid. Will never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A. We're locking in and getting paid. Where everybody wants the money and the fame.
So the rapers in Jeffersonville, who call it what they ran for. People enjoyed the rape. I mean, everybody wanted to see it.
Nino Brown said, really, it's nobody's business how much a pot is. Just my opinion. And, yo, you are absolutely right. It's everybody's business until yep. you say it ain't. Until you say it ain't. When you say none of your business, that's it. End of story. So you ain't wrong for asking, Paul. Good, you stood down when the man said none of your business. So good stand down. Keep it grudge and keep it moving.
No, let's not. You got to respect each other.
Yeah.
But I mean,
keep
when
it grudge and keep
up,
it moving.
We used to hear about races down the hole. First thing everybody would ask.
How much? I know. What
was,
everybody for?
Big money.
That's the best question.
Money. Yeah, but if it's
how
big
much?
How you gonna go?
That's what we want to know. How much they ran for? That's a decent pot. You know what I'm saying? The payday. Ain't nobody pocket watching, but that's just it's just making it more interesting when there's more skin in the game.
Not to mention, you know that they might be taking it more seriously.
But do you also run the risk of shaming people who ain't running for what you call skin in the game? I mean, because you know we got people not like the old school people. They got not old school.
No, I don't really do that because
you just say
everybody got
people?
Their own money. Yeah, some people do that. You know, it'd be like, oh,
ain't
that's
nobody
all you got.
We're not shaming
that's
nobody. All. Everybody races for what they can afford to race for. But at the end of the day, just everybody
people
has their limits, you know?
People do the streets.
So are you saying that you respect some grudge races and not other grudge races? Is that what you're saying then? Or am I wrong in that?
Is that for streets?
Anybody.
What I'm saying is I respect the game. That's it.
No, I take some more seriously than others. Like if it's a couple of hundred dollars, I mean, I'm not really going to rush to go see that. I don't care who's racing. But if
well,
I think
Maddox
somebody's
said,
gonna
Maddox said that's levels to this shit. That's what you mean, Paul? There's levels to this shit?
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
100%.
Okay. Hey, hold on. I got a question for you, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, just say for instance, David O and Black Nasty, you didn't know. So you wouldn't run to that race?
You listen, two known cars that are fast, they can run for free. I mean, but the difference is, like, if you know the cars, they're not all that. They're regular cars, regular people, not the top guys. Now the money makes the race interesting.
But, Paul,
that was a bad example because we know with those dudes, they don't run the bag up anyway.
The way that
Black Master situation going. Paul, what did I ask you? Black Master and what's name were going to race, and they were running for $500. Would you go to? You want to see it?
Like I said, those cars are known cars. They're fast.
No, forget you about know, what you, those cars are. We know what they are. But would you want to go and see that race?
Yes, I would because
all right,
known.
But it's only $500. So
but hold on, let me ask the question. What if it was two regular people that owned the same cars? Would you want to go see them race?
If not if they're racing for a little bit of money.
For 500.
I mean, it makes a difference, you know. Not to mention.
Also, it's the name that makes a difference.
No, hold on. Not to mention, when people are running for that kind of money, 9 out of 10, there's going to be more side bets.
And you know what? Paul, you know what? I agree with you. That's why we need organized platforms to elevate those $500 guys so they can start betting more money, start making more money. So, yeah, you're right, Paul. But most of us won't admit it, but it's true. We don't want to see the little guys that we don't know. That's why we got to take the people that ain't famous, make them famous.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a different opinion on that whole thing. Like, David O's a name. Everybody knows him. He got a nice car, a lot of money and all that, right? So with Walter Man was asking, would you go see that? Me personally, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Even though because Big Tires, like, racing to me is boring. I would rather see cars in the caliber of the field that I would rather be in and be entertained more by those. Such as they like a Salt and Pepper and Biggie or any lower level car that's up there. Big Nasty and them, they like it's cool to watch if I was there, but them big races, them big tire cars, I'm not into them. So if
Mark,
I would go see the smaller.
Yeah. No, I was just saying that's what Grudge is. Everybody like what they like. But you know what? Everybody get what they like when we do this shit the real good way. Like when we having them big races where all the good shit happen at, everybody get what they like. One brand, one sound.
We get all different kinds of races mixed up together.
We had one of the events where it's a bunch of promoters getting together, doing this shit, and we don't doing it together, making that shit right. Everybody get what the fuck they want. Can somebody can I get a witness on that? Everybody get what they want?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't talking about you, Walter, man. You said you retired. Now, you right, but I want you letting some of these young boys get their chance to speak up. Me and you need to sit our ass, old asses down. Let's do the street show anyway. Me and you going to sit back. Let them take over.
Okay, I'm going to sit back. Enjoy the ride.
Nino Brown said, a pot doesn't affect the amount I plan to bet on the side. Okay. I don't care how much the pot is. I'm still going to bet the same. Nino said, you're contradicting yourself, Paul. But, you know, at the end of the day, I hear what you're saying. But you're saying what you didn't say out loud. I ain't got no respect for the little guy. And you know what? Be truth be told, it's hurtful. But most people don't. And that's what we got to do. We got to do something better about making them big. Because everybody that doing this shit should be, get the same chance to be known than a bigger platform.
Well, bigger platform. It's hard to believe it. If the little guy is betting little money that other people are going to be able to get bets off, that's just my what I've seen over the years. You know, if they're not betting a lot, who else is going to bet on them?
Mm. So Paul, you personally would rather bet in the pot versus betting somebody on the side?
No, what I'm saying is, like, but I'm not so sure I want to bet in the pot. If I know the people and I'm got some real affiliation with them, yeah, I'll bet in the pot. But side bets are fine with me. But what I was saying, the big money pots, a lot of people come to see it. There's more chance of you getting a bet. For the people that are betting a lot of money, try to convince somebody to bet at least what they're betting when they're not betting a lot. And most of the time you're going to hear, man, they ain't even betting that much in the pot. And I'm, you know, then that becomes a waste of time for a guy like me. That's all I'm saying.
Neil Brown says, little guys going to race. Them big guys traveled all the way to Florida and no race happened. Hell with the big name guy, respectfully. And you know what? I appreciate what you're saying. So what it means is that anything can happen at any time, but we can't put our hopes in one or two little things. That's why we got to have the big, big shows for people to travel and go down there and take that risk and buy the hotels and the gas and all the money and they spend on the highways and all that shit and get there and see a great fucking show. But great shows only happen when we do that shit together.
What's one of the things that stops most races? That's the question.
No doubt, Nino Brown. I appreciate that, Doctor. More power will be the cause of a lot of gaps on here. That's what you need to know. He said that Mopar. Nino Brown said heart is what stops a lot of races. Ghetto Cowboy,
okay, that's
put your phone on mute, please, unless you were saying something.
I'm sorry about that, Jimmy.
No, you're good, Doctor.
Dang, man.
I thought you was having relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. You was breathing hard. Doctor. I didn't know, Doctor.
That's definitely one way.
Nah, you good, Ghetto. You good, baby. But, yeah, Neil Brown says heart is what stops a lot of races. Rock mm-hmm. Rock said that Mopar he got going to stop a lot of guys races. What's the name of the car again, Rock? And then I call you. Are you talking to Paul? Because Paul got an all-motor Mustang that might, may or may not. Let me get the right words now.
It may
that
be
may
there.
Or may not be ready for, what's his name? North versus South. And don't forget, guys, this weekend, got Weeby Cooper's freestyle birthday bash and Hibernation over two, and we'll be at the Outer Banks. Don't forget also, we have Mike Hill be down at the House of Hook for the season opener. Was it March Madness? Then also next weekend after that, there's some more events, but North versus South Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd. At Galat, man, they got a lot of locked-in races. It's kind of a little bit out right now, but, man, get there, and the next weekend, don't forget to head to Butts Creek for Deion Kennedy's Rise of Greatness and Gigantor's Brawl for it all over at Coastal Plains. All right, Streets.
Hey, yes, sir. I just saw me. I got a little background noise. Oh, are we about to end the show in a few?
I got more agitated.
Yeah, anyway. So don't forget August 3rd, y'all, the Brooklyn Block Party, sponsored by two sponsors. Not going to drop no names, not name dropping right now. But definitely stop by August 3rd. I'm going to have the flyers out next week. You guys can know what's going on. You know how we give it up. You know how we get down. I'm not dropping a location.
Streets, hold on a second, please. Okay. Silverhawk, I see you on the Facebook side. I text you and I said, who is this? Because what they've been, the hackers been doing is been assuming the names of people that I would recognize. So I had to text you first and say, and I text your phone. Look at your phone. I text you at, I'm sorry I kicked you out, and but you didn't text me back. I text you Silverhawk at 6:50. At 6:50, I text you. So I apologize. You'll be able to get in tomorrow. Okay? I apologize. And Wow. So, yeah. But, Streets, where is this block party going to be at, and when is it going to be again?
I just told you, I'm not telling you. I'm not saying the block right now. I'm going to put everything on the flyer, but it's going to be in Brooklyn, and it's on August 3rd. August 3rd.
Nice.
And it's a nice place. You know, everybody come, have fun, bring your chairs, bring your tent. Like I said, we're going to have a good time. We're going to party and bull and party and bull.
And Rock Rock Jordan said, tell whoever, all motor, meet us at Cecil April 13th. That is all.
Who's that?
Rock Jordan, man.
Rock Jordan.
Rock Rock Jordan. This is Rock Rock Rock.
Please talk to me, man. What's up, man? I'm back with you.
Look, man, we were talking about it. We were asking if spending for the money or the fame. I know you and you need to put the money in the fame. We're going to ask what you're waiting for.
Yeah, nah, I'm going to just get this shit done, man. Sometimes I was on the show. Sometimes the older you get, you start reassessing shit, man. No bullshit. But I've got my son and my nephew. They still have a good amount of interest. So, shit, that's what keeps the Line Lock crew moving. And I'm just ready for these two gentlemen. Young gentlemen to just take the steering wheel, man. Take the steering wheel and hit the funding and all of the above, and I watch them. You know, I watch them.
That's our next show. Our next week show is the next generation races. That's what we're going to talk about next week's show. But that's cool, man. And like I said, I'm a second gen racer or whatever. My dad was a racer, so I know how that goes. I know if it's in your blood, it's in your blood. You can't get it out. That's just some shit that you just stuff with.
I remember the first time my son told me he bet $10 on a race. I looked at him. I didn't know whether to get mad or be happy. And I said, well, Cliff, before you get mad or happy, ask him, did he win? I said, well, did you win? And he smiled and said, yeah. Fuck getting mad. I didn't get mad at all. I said, the boy is bit now. And that was some years ago. And shit, he goes to the track and he put the money down like any other grown man or any grudge racer in the sport he puts it down. He makes a decision. He does his own money math and mystery and math, whatever, and that's what it is. Likewise with my nephew too. My nephew dropped the ball at Island. You know,
I'm gonna fuck your head up with this one, right? Let me see this. Do you remember how much your first race was for?
Not entirely, but I know my first race. Matter of fact, let me think. I can only say this. I know it wasn't much. And when I say it couldn't have been much more than $50 because when I started racing, I was 17, and that's when a dollar could get you a bag of chips, something to drink, and you'll still have change. You know, shit like that. So,
all right, hold on. Let me ask another older gentleman up here. Walter Mann.
Yeah, go ahead. I got you.
Do you remember how much your first race was for?
I do.
So what now?
Do you remember how much your first race was for?
Oh, shit. Man, way back then, we probably ran for like $250.
And listen, that was gold to me. I was just a teenager, so my numbers is nowhere near that.
This going back in the 70s.
Well, no, not with me. I was
I started getting it in the early 80s.
All right, mid-80s. So, yeah, guys, Kenneth, what are you about to say?
Hey, Clifford, when you going to put Junior in the driver's seat, man?
Man, hopefully, God willing, this season. This season, I'm going to put, that's one of the intentions. I just got to fit. I'm asking which one of these shits do you want to drive. But, yeah, I'm gonna tentatively say this season that young man is going to make his debut. And him and his cousin going to go through together. Him and his cousin going to go through together.
Stay in the middle, bro. Don't get on either side. Don't hit no wall. Yeah, stay in the middle. Yo, on my fault, guys. I'm sorry about that. Shit. I forgot what I was going to say. My life just flashed in front of my face. ProStack. I'm sorry, man. I got a little bit. Oh, ProStack. How much was your first ring for?
He don't know. He don't remember.
He just said he know. That's Mark. How much was your first ring for, Mark? I know you remember. That's very special.
$10,000.
It was with Cliff for $1,000.
Oh, Cliff for $1,000. Damn, you even remember who it was. All right, bro, slow down and serve, bro. Oh, flip this bitch over. I can't afford to go to the hospital tonight.
Three times it was against Cliff.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You didn't race that Honda?
Nah, not for money. Avenue P shit was just the only race I had locked in was to run Money and Chad with that Mustang, but they didn't race me that time.
So that was your first race at the track?
That was my first ever really grudge race lock in against Cliff.
Oh my God. I never knew that.
Learned something new on the street show. Hey, Underdog. Are you there?
Mark, I was about to put the saddle on you and ride you on that comment, man, but I said, you know what, there's no need, because out of everything with grudge racing, you know what? Everybody's supposed to learn a lesson.
What comment was that? Because I said my first race.
No. And when I said I started to put the saddle on you, I meant that in a good way, and again on your nerve way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's obvious that we're way past that one. That once you said that I was your first race, I had no idea. No bullshit. I had no idea. And like Paul said, he thought it was the Honda, and you said no. And I said, Honda, I'm thinking if it was that red one, was it the red one?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so okay, yeah. But yeah, so I said, you know what, that's so long ago, and so much has happened in between there. Hey, I said, I'll keep my mouth shut. It was a learning experience. We all walked away from it, and we all, at the end of the day, we're okay. We're okay. That's what's important. We're okay.
Yeah. Well, the best part about it is because the love and the rivalry I got for you, after what you just said, that you're going to put the upside
on your back. Oh, okay.
I would love to make my son get in the car and whoop your son for his first race.
Hey, listen, all you got to do is tell me when you're ready. No bullshit. I make that young man get ready. As a matter of fact, I know he's ready, but I just ain't set him in there in somebody's track yet. You know when you set the tone. You set the tone, set the date, and as long as you don't try to put a ransom or a crazy mortgage on the race.
For him, I would do something with you for like $500 to $1,000.
Man, listen, whenever you're ready, let's Let's let them boys get it in.
Yeah, I would let them do that for you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll get that together. He just started, so we'll see.
Okay. And that's what's up, man. That's definitely what's up. I didn't even know what Mark, which son, the youngest or the oldest?
Mark.
Yeah, my guess has got to be the oldest. Yeah.
Yeah, he just turned 17. He said he wanted to learn, so.
If he said it, then he meant it. If he said it, he meant it.
Yep. Okay, guys. And that's next week's show. Second generation racist.
That's what I was thinking, right? Streets, you said, what could you do? Earlier you asked me, what could you do? That's something that you can get involved with. Like, they do all that stuff for the kids and stuff, for drag racing, right? But when I came up,
we have that program in the mix right now. We have the car and all that for the kids to drive, to learn the safety rules, everything in the car, all that crazy stuff.
When I was coming up, they used to have something up here.
That brewing.
It used to be called the high school challenge. And I was never able to get it, but my brother actually was. That's how, get these younger people into the cars and racing and stuff. That would be, I think, would be a good thing to bring back the challenges.
That's a great idea. You gotta send that in. Make sure you send it to the NGRA.
The
president's on.
But you did.
The president's
on
right now.
You gotta send it to the company.
Where is the company located?
No, just send it to the money phone. You got that number?
Okay. Mark, we got the idea. We got it written down, and we're gonna get back at you about how you do the high school challenge. That sounds like a real interesting idea. Excuse his exuberance.
Yeah, it's very, very funny, and I think that'll make a lot of people get back into it for real. Because that's how we was doing
it before that. Sound dope.
It was cool.
I'm going to have Street reach out to you tomorrow and get all the details of how the high school challenge go. So,
I have reached my limit, guys. It is an hour and a half. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. And until next week, let's do it again.
Yeah.